Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We begin chapter 13 in our practice with verses 1 through 2. As Jesus was making his way out of the temple area, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what stones and what buildings?" Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be one stone left upon another that will not be thrown down." What will last forever? Not you and me. Jesus lasts forever if only you'd believe. Once you remove your blindness, a surrender is easy to conceive. Jesus gives us examples of what will happen assuredly one day, as well we all know he was right in predicting that each building will topple from decay, either from the inside out or the inside in, where decisions of the people will ruin his connection with each and every sin. Separate your soul from being one with him, and eternal damnation will kill the soul from within. By your practice each day, you too can remain complete. In sin, we are separated by what we deny, even as our kin, when we are weak. No matter the reason, we must live forgiveness. You see, real forgiveness is understood, not blatantly pushed aside for the desires of your heart to begin. Family should never be denied from the beginning to the end, as each will take their last breath before eternity begins. If you deny what Christ instills in each and every one, then you too will see the fires of hell as the torment your soul has begun. Don't let it torment you here on earth. Forgive and see the efforts of salvation at work. If you deny forgiveness, our Lord will deny you, and the Father won't welcome you home to heaven as you act as a recluse. But remember what Jesus had to say, "Forgive and be thankful, I died for you to pray, and live redeemed as those who surrender do say." Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We continue our prayers for our niece Brittany, who's suffering from brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our pilgrimage to Spain. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. Our practice begins in chapter 13 today as we have a one stanza poem from verses 1 and 2. It's titled, "Jesus Replied as a Mourner." Disciples of Jesus pointed him to buildings, stones, corners. Temple area leaving, Jesus replied as a mourner. Buildings great, these seem to be timeless boulders, crashing down one day, leaving stones on top of each other. Amen. I am Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's October 28th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we continue our work each day in forgiveness, knowing that even those who've really hurt you, we must learn to forgive. We have a friend of ours who's in a family situation that seems impossible, much like mine. We've been sending letters and asking for forgiveness and not finding that in kind. But we do find constant prayer for those who seek the Holy One, the Holy One of Israel, Jesus Christ Almighty, our Lord and Savior. So we call on Him each day in asking for peace and passion and persistence to overcome those who stray. So we're praying for our good friend today. No name needs to be mentioned. They know who they are without contention. Amen. We close today at 7:11. Oh, thank heavens for 7:11 and Universal Utterings each day as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to pray in the name of Jesus. We close in His name, Jesus, 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 saying that God bless you to our good friends, John and Marie. Peace of Christ to you both. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for joining me. God bless you.